hills of New Mexico, home of the prospector and cowboy. Nearly 50,000 acres of protected scrubland make up the northern edge of the Chihuahuan Desert. Yet beneath this barren crust lies a treasure greater than oil, the entrance to a hidden world. Jason Waltz and Tammy Motif are part of the National Parks caving team.
My main job is to kind of watch over Carlsbad Caverns, make sure that nothing happens to it.
I'm a volunteer here at Carlsbad Caverns. I work with Jason in the resource department.
They're about to descend into the underworld, a subterranean labyrinth of immeasurable proportions. Great. Exploring caves is not for the faint-hearted, yet the allure is strong. This is the Carlsbad Cavern, one of the deepest limestone caves in America. Covering over 8 acres and a quarter of a mile in length, this, the Big Room, is the largest enclosed space in the U.S. The size of 6 football fields, you could fit America's largest aircraft carrier inside, with room to spare. The Carlsbad Cavern owes its scale to an erosive force that ate away the fabric of these limestone rocks nearly 6 million years ago. Nearly 90% of all the Earth's caves are found in limestone, and that's because it's highly soluble, easily eroded by rainwater. Over millions of years, the limestone has been dissolved away to produce this labyrinth of tunnels. But water alone isn't powerful enough to dissolve out caves as big as Carlsbad. For that, what was needed was acid. And that acid came thanks to what lies below these caves. Black gold, one of the richest reserves of oil in the country. As hydrogen sulfide gas escaped from this oil, it seeped into the water in the caves to produce sulfuric acid. Acid that flooded these caves from floor to ceiling, and gradually, over millions of years, ate away at the limestone rock. It wasn't until just 700,000 years ago that the acid finally drained away from these caves to leave rooms like the Boneyard system as we see them today. The rocks dissolved away by the corrosive force of acidic water. But water doesn't just eat away at the rocks, it can build them too.